have the top five teams, the point values for Hour 22, and question one of Hour 24 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hi, 90FM. Wondering if you'd like to do a Trivia Focus.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Awesome, man. Well, what is your team name?
Saddam Hussein, hang in there, buddy.
And how did you go about getting that name?
Well, it combined my hatred for Saddam Hussein and my love of the cats that hang in those posters.
So you like hanging kitties?
Yep, you bet. Yep, hanging kitty.
If you had to be a Power Ranger, what Power Ranger would you be and why?
Probably the pink one. She was pretty cute. Go, go, Power Rangers! Something like that. That, you know?
What gets your team pumped to do trivia?
Probably just drinking lots of Mountain Dew and hoping to get an actual question right.
Have you gotten an actual question right?
Yeah, we've gotten questions right, but just knowing we can get more. We're big hard.
What did you like best about the trivia movie?
Probably the horrible acting by the Japanese people.
How many players are on your team?
We have about 10.
What's your favorite thing to receive in the mail?
Cancer, Japanese people.
Say you're at a bar this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And it's trivia weekend. What do you think the best pickup line would be? Keeping in mind that it is trivia weekend. And most of the people there will be playing trivia.
You're a really good thunder. I usually run around spastically. Let's see, a good pickup line. Hey, do you know who the pink Power Ranger was and what her name is? Because I do, and you look like her.
It'd probably be pretty dorky. Do you think a lot of trivia players are pretty dorky?
I think a lot of them are really cool. It's just that I'm really dorky.
Straight up. If you could meet Oz right now, what would you ask him?
Do you know who the pink Power Ranger was and what her name is? Because I do, and you look like her.
How long has this Saddam team been functioning?
This is my second year playing. Saddam Hussein, hang in there, buddy. I'm getting geeked because my team wants me to call it an answer.
Okay, man.
Cool.
Have a good one. For Trivia Focus, I'm Sean Conley. This is Capital.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 22 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 400 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 250 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 35 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 185 points. Question 8 is worth 35 points. Again, the point values for questions in Hour 22 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 400 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 250 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 35 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 185 points. And question 8 is worth 35 points. The top 5 team standings as of Hour 22, question 8, are: In 5th place with 3,885 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 3,890 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 4,160 points is Knights of Meek. In 2nd place with 4,200 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. And in 1st place with 4,675 points is Tin Man. The team this hour's, the winning team this for this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Hey, I'm Playing Trivia. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Hey, I'm Playing Trivia. And now, question 1 of Hour 24. This comic book author takes credit for developing a Version A series. Version A is a pre-operational version of a comic book, a script of text version released in a limited edition. What is the first and last name of this comic book author? Again, question one, hour 24. This comic book author takes credit for developing a Version A series. Version A is a pre-operational version of a comic book, a script of text version released in a limited edition. What is the first and last name of this comic book author?
Trivia 38, N. Wayne Edwards.
I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
I'm impressed with your arms. That is the way. Not the best way. Bye bye. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded.
I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
We are in the middle of question one of hour 24. This comic book author takes credit for developing a Version A series. Version A is a pre-operational version of a comic book, a script of text version released in a limited edition. What is the first and last name of this comic book author?
Jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing the fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rocking pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. Caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. A roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. You ought to see him reel and rock. Long as
she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven, 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 dig me the rhythm and blues.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question one of hour 24. This comic book author takes credit for developing a version A series. Version A is a pre-operational version of a comic book, a script of text version released in a limited edition. What is the first and last name of this comic book author? The answer to question one of hour 24, Bob Burden. Again, the answer to question one, hour 24, Bob Burden. Question two, hour 24, reads like this. What is the brand and name of the cleaning product that turned golden when it got wet? Please be complete. Again, question two of hour 24, Trivia 38 on 90FM. What is the brand and name of the cleaning product that turned golden when it got wet? Please be complete.
For someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her praise. What's out in my mind? I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I take, the less I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. Put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. If I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
We're in the middle of question two of hour 24. What is the brand and name of the cleaning product that turned golden when it got wet? Please be complete.
I'm
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question two of hour 24. What is the brand and name of the cleaning product that turned golden when it got wet? Please be complete. The answer to question two of hour 24, Old Dutch Sunshine Suds. Again, the answer to question two of hour 24, Old Dutch Sunshine Suds. Moving on, question three of hour 24. In an effort to increase business, the staff at the Montecito unveiled a mascot. What is the complete name given to this mascot? Again, question three, hour 24. In an effort to increase business, the staff at the Montecito unveiled a mascot. What is the complete name given to this mascot? Good luck, and please dial carefully from all of us here at 90FM. In the middle of question three of hour 24, in an effort to increase business, the staff at the Montecito unveiled a mascot. What is the complete name given to this mascot? Thank you.
makes me sing. Bam a lamb, whoa, Black Betty. Bam a lamb, whoa, Black Betty. Bam a lamb.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question three of hour 24. In an effort to increase business, the staff at the Montecito unveiled a mascot. What is the complete name given to this mascot? The answer to question three of hour 24, Monty Montecito. Again, the answer to question three of hour 24, Monty Montecito. Question four of hour 24, the world's largest trivia contest only here on 90FM, reads this way. What is the name of the highly innovative product which includes the patented hook-hiding bobber, and is capable of blasting over 30 feet with a click? Question 4 of Hour 24. What is the name of the highly innovative product which includes the patented hook-hiding bobber, and is capable of blasting over 30 feet with a click? Good luck, and dial carefully from all of us here at 90FM. Question 4 of Hour 24, what is the name of the highly innovative product which includes the patented hook-hiding bobber and is capable of blasting over 30 feet with a click?
Thank you.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. That ends question four of hour 24. What is the name of the highly innovative product which includes the patented hook-hiding bobber and is capable of blasting over 30 feet with a click? The answer to question four, rocket fishing rod. Again, the answer to question four of hour 24, rocket fishing rod.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Hello. Hello, baby.
No, hey, how's it going, Wayne?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Papa's got a brand new bag, my
friend. He does. He does. I noticed that.
And, yeah, DJ Albino almost took a digger.
He did. Yeah.
Was knocked over my chocolate cake.
Oh, chocolate cake.
Yeah. Can I have a little bit?
Going to thank the people from Chase Bank out back for manning the phones these last 4 hours. And thank you very much. And also, Herberts and Gerberts at 341-7827 at 812 Main Street, Stevens Point. For Vittles, Arbuckle's Eatery and Pub, 341-2444. Did you get some of those cheese fries? Those Italian fries. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. 1320 Strong's Avenue in Stevens Point. South Point Restaurant, 341-2340 at 3057 Church Street. Always good to us, the old Stevens Point Restaurant.
Yes.
And, of course, there's Domino's. You know,
get the Oz.
You know, with my very own pizza at Domino's. You know, and it's like, I one time I called him up. I said, you know, Mark, I said, there's a song that goes with your place. And he says, what's that? I said, 3450901 pizza, pizza. And he laughed. And then he said, I won't be delivering anything to you lately or for a while. 3033 Church Street. And a Silver Coach, 341-2340 at 38 Park Ridge Drive in Stevens Point. Let's see. What did everybody eat from the Silver Coach? Cheesecake. Okay.
Yummy.
All right.
I like.
The point values for music question number one of Trivia 38 are as follows. Question one is worth 200 points. Question two is worth 90 points. Question three was worth 15 points. Question four was worth 120 points.
Ooh.
Question five was worth 20 points. Question six, I am in shock. 25 points.
Really?
For the Beatles one.
Well.
Yeah. The Beatles.
Well, we do Beatles Fest.
Yeah.
They listen.
Seven. Well, I thought it would be less than that.
Yeah.
Seven was worth 15 points, and number eight was worth 115 points.
Eight was 115?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, once again, music question one. Question: the first snippet was worth 200 points. Second was 90 points. The third was 15 points. The fourth was worth 120 points. The fifth was worth 20 points. The sixth, 25. Seventh was worth 15. And the eighth was worth 115 points. And now for the fun part of the competition, I get to throw out questions.
How many this time?
Oh, I told Johnny, I said, I'm going to go throw out 15 questions. He said, okay.
That sounds pretty good.
He's going home now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there he goes.
All right. First of all, hour 13, question 2, hour 13, question 2, the clue game, question about the most number of doors in a room. We gave ballroom when in actuality the hall has fewer doorways but more doors, okay? I guess they had Jim Morrison there as well. It's all the other doors,
right.
So there you go.
Morrison Hotel.
Okay, so question number 132 is out of the contest. Hour 21, question 5. Hour 21, question 5. the question about where the answer was Jack Parr on the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. That was equally wrong, and you can think, remember the next time you're watching the Discovery Channel, just how accurate they might be.
Okay.
In one of their biographies that they're covering.
The documentary.
Yeah, the documentaries, sure. on the Discovery Channel. Yeah, they're a bunch of yellow journalists just like the rest of them out there. So hour 21, question 5. And also, hour 23, question 3, the one about the sense surround.
Mm-hmm.
That one, there's several other movies that were also thrillers that were done in sense surround. So hour 23, question 3, is also out of the contest. So we have 132, 215, and 233 out of the contest. And I'm going back and cry.
And have some cheesecake.
And eat some cheesecake.
Yeah, all righty. Okay, we're moving on to question 5 of hour 24. Here in the world's largest trivia contest, only on 90FM. What is the nickname of the sports teams of the Pacific Coast Academy? Again, question 5 of hour 24. What is the nickname of the sports teams of the Pacific Coast Academy? That time, we're in the middle of question 5 of hour 24. What is the nickname of the sports teams of the Pacific Coast Academy? Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question 5 of hour 24. What is the nickname of the sports teams of the Pacific Coast Academy? The answer to question 5 of hour 24, Stingrays. Again, the answer to question 5, hour 24, Stingrays. Question 6 of hour 24, Trivia 38, only on 90 FM, reads this way. This professional football player was the last surviving member of the first NFL championship team. He was a former college All-American and was credited with being the originator of the kicking tee. What is the first and last name of this football player? Again, question 6 of hour 24. This professional football player was the last surviving member of the first NFL championship team. He was a former college All-American and was credited with being the originator of the kicking tee. What is the first and last name of this football player?
So you think you're in love?
Question 6 of hour 24. This professional football player was the last surviving member of the first NFL championship team. He was a former college All-American and was credited with being the originator of the kicking tee. What is the first and last name of this football player?
Yeah, my man. All right. I want to tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. 'Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right. Hey, 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 hey.
too much, baby, all right. Hey!
Phones down, please. Phones down in the back. That ends question six of our 24. This professional football player was the last surviving member of the first NFL championship team. He was a former college All-American and was credited with being the originator of the kicking tee. What is the first and last name of this football player? The answer to question six of our 24, Arda Bowser. Again, the answer to question six, our 24, Arda Bowser. Question seven, our 24, Trivia 38 and 90 FM. What is the nickname of the fictional rhythm and blues artist Jimmy Early? Again, question seven of our 24. What is the nickname of the fictional rhythm and blues artist Jimmy Early? Seven of our 24. What is the nickname of the fictional rhythm and blues artist Jimmy Early?
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question 7 of hour 24. What is the nickname of the fictional rhythm and blues artist Jimmy Early? The answer to question 7 of hour 24, Thunder. Again, the answer to question 7 of hour 24, Thunder. Question 8, hour 24, the final question of this hour, goes like this. This convention was held in Omaha, Nebraska. One of the main attendees led the convention to the adoption of a free coinage plank on a silver-to-gold ratio of 16 to 1. What is the complete name of this convention? Again, question 8 of hour 24. This convention was held in Omaha, Nebraska. One of the main attendees led the convention to the adoption of a free coinage plank on a silver-to-gold ratio of 16 to 1. What is the complete name of this convention?
Tonight, darling, I do. And tonight, could be the night. Yes, ring around your finger. Could be the night to fall in love with someone like you.
In the middle of question 8 of hour 24, this convention was held in Omaha, Nebraska. One of the main attendees led the convention to the adoption of a free coinage plank on a silver-to-gold ratio of 16 to 1. What is the complete name of this convention? Good luck and delve carefully from all of us here at 90 FM.
Yeah. party, hot, hot, hot. People in the party, hot, hot, hot. They come to the party on what they got. They come to the party on what they got. I'm hot, you're hot, he's hot, she's hot. I'm hot, you're hot, he's hot, she's hot.
Real hot, real hot.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question 8 of hour 24. Question read this way. This convention was held in Omaha, Nebraska. One of the main attendees led the convention to the adoption of a free coinage plank on a silver-to-gold ratio of 16 to 1. What is the complete name of this convention? The answer to question 8 of hour 24, Democratic Silver Convention. Again, the answer to question 8, hour 24, Democratic Silver Convention.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good evening with 90FM News. I'm Crazy Becky. In international news, angry Indians are burning Richard Gere in effigy because he kissed a Bollywood actress several times in public. Crowds in several Indian cities set fire to effigies of Gere and beat them with sticks. They also burned photos of the actress he kissed, Shilpa Shetty. Gere and Shetty appeared at an AIDS event. Gere first kissed Shetty on the hand, then on both cheeks. Then he dipped her back and kissed her on the cheek again. Indians don't like to see such public displays of affection. But Shetty says the protesters went too far. She said this was not such a big deal or obscene for people to overreact in such a manner. Who knows how these guys would react if they found out how carelessly Britney Spears exits vehicles. In other news, with everyone getting tattoos and trying to have the most extreme and insane designs, Russell Parsons' tattoo is heating up the race. He decided to have cremation instructions tattooed on his right arm. It includes directions to cook him at 1,800 degrees for 2 to 3 hours. You probably wouldn't find this in an Emerald cookbook. While this seems gruesome, Parsons is an Army veteran and cancer survivor. He says he wanted to be very clear about his last wishes. After a certain age, the practical tattoos become more appealing because you can only have so many butterflies. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather, later tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 50 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it is 69 degrees, and after the trivia focus, we'll have Oz with the team standings.
Hello. Hi, this is 90FM calling, wondering if you'd like to do a trivia focus.
Absolutely.
So who have I just dialed?
You have dialed Return of the Liger.
What is a liger?
Well, it's only my favorite animal ever.
Is it a combination of something?
Well, yeah, a lion and a tiger. They're bred for their skills and magic.
So how did you guys come up with Return of the Liger?
We were Eye of the Liger, which is kind of like Eye of the Tiger.
It's the Eye of the Liger, and we're ready to fight.
That's it. Liger comes from Napoleon Dynamite.
Right. Do you have a liger running around your house?
Yes, three of them.
Do they ever get in fights?
Yes. The female is very feisty.
What kind of sound does a liger make? That's cool. Sounds a lot like a lion and a tiger combined. I just had no idea that ligers were so complex.
Yes.
What is an interesting fact about your team?
They are unable to reproduce.
That's what Trivia Weekend's all about. Why do you think that is?
We're all Star Wars geeks.
So were there any tests involved?
Yes, three of them.
What did you...